from the Director, Department of Transportation, and the Airport Director submitting an informational report regarding General Mitchell International Airport baggage claim remodeling. At our January cycle meeting, we laid this item over. It's informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Is it going to work this time?
Yesterday tested this morning. It was working good, so.
These two items are just informational.
Madam Clerk, why don't you do this? Do item number 7, too, so they can just keep going. Read it, please.
Item number 7, from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, submitting an informational report regarding the status of General Mitchell International Airport's inline screening project. This item was also laid over at our January meeting cycle. It's informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
So, committee, we are taking items 6 and 7 together.
That's what it looks like in the dark.
That's nighttime view. Stevie has a tendency to shut off a little bit, so we're
confused. I love this.
Any questions of the baggage before? Okay, go ahead, inline.
Inline system, that's the system, of course, that's going to replace those machines that are in front of the ticket counter building. This is the new room that has been built for the inline system, which is on the northeast corner of the ticket counter building. So these are those exposure detection system machines that you currently have in front of the...
The TV's fighting me, so...
You know, back there, right?
Yeah.
In front of the ticket counters. There's six of them, and obviously they're probably taking up a lot of room, you know, from the passengers in order to circulate in the ticket counter building. So these have been there since 12 months after 9/11.
Trying.
Yeah, all right. What is this? Is this a video?
Yeah.
Oh, here's a video. We'll just start this baby up. Okay, so here's a bag. It'll go on to the carousel right behind the ticket counters, like normal.
Okay, you want the soundtrack?
You picked that, didn't you?
You going back to Kentucky?
Yeah. All right, here we go. Back. Now we're going to go to the new system. What?
I was just getting into the banjo.
There's an interruption between the switch and the TV that it's coming right back here.
Sure. Now I think he's just playing with you.
He's not even touching it.
Is
that a buffer or something?
It's plugged in. It's intermittent. It happens sometimes. I tested it yesterday. Had no problems. Tested this morning.
Yesterday
it worked fine, but this morning it came back in.
We're at some start right now. I'm not going through the machines right now. So this is the area for a bag that would be over out of gauge, too large to look at the machine. So this would go over this way. So this is not a complete system.
It's actually working at Mitchell right now.
It's working right now, right. As you see, it's working right now. And like I said, it's software. So it's not going through teams yet, so we're testing out the system. And now it's instructing it back to the carousels for airline distribution. There is a laser beam, which reads the barcodes on the tags, that tells what carousel to send it back to. TSA told us they've come to inspect this several times, of course, because they're funding about half of it. This is one of the best systems we've seen. It's a very clean system. room that was built new for it. So it's a very clean system, and you'd be amazed how quiet it is. Despite all this computer work. So we're very pleased with that. Okay. Finally, Miller Brew House opened last week. The Miller Brew House has been remodeled, and it's reopened now since last week. And here's some shots of that. They have really opened it up and made it much lighter and brighter. As you can see here. So we would certainly like to come out and enjoy that. And so what I'm really happy to report is that they've really upgraded the menu. It's a big improvement on the menu. So it's they're doing a lot of scratch cooking back to the menu the first time. It's got less industrial. So I'm getting really good comments and feedback from people who are enjoying the new restaurant and the menu. There seems to be a tendency for people when they go on trips and vacation, of course, to open their wallet more and enjoy themselves. So please come out. We'll have a grand opening for that at the end of March, and we'll send you an invitation for that.
Sorry, is that the main? Is that on that main conference?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but
I haven't been there in a while.
Murkowski, then Hall.
Well, Mr. Chairman, and I, you know, as I read both items 6 and 7, and I don't know why I didn't notice this before, but the prime contractors for both projects is C.D. Smith, and the prime contractor for the baggage handling equipment is Jervis B. Webb. Is that accurate?
Yes, we broke the inline bank system to do contracts because the conveyor system is so sophisticated in itself that we want that to be a prime and the construction of the building to be a prime. And we also, for economies of scale and ease of maintenance, the carousels in the baggage claim building were part of the conveyor contract. And the reason for that was to get better bids and to get a unified system for the one vendor rather so that like multiple parts of that.
Well, this isn't chicken feed. This is $69 million. I mean, that's significant. Yes. Where are these companies located?
C.D. Smith is Fond du Lac.
Okay.
Jervis Webb, I don't know. They're a conveyor contractor, so I don't know where they're coming.
Wow. I'm just amazed that it's a very significant amount of money that, you know, that these two operations basically, I mean, I would hope that they don't have any other work to do because, I mean, this is important stuff, but this is also very, very expensive stuff. So.
Right, and you're absolutely correct. And I encourage all of you to come out for a personal ticket tour. I think you'll be very impressed with the program.
Okay. So, Hoss?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for having me here today. Mr. Chairman, I was curious if the baggage claim remodeling has had an effect on the traffic in front of airport and the baggage claim area. I believe that was touched on earlier, and I apologize if this was previously covered.
Okay. Mr. Bailey?
That's been the most critical problem, is the baggage claim roadway, because it's even constrained without any construction. So there is less curb frontage available to drop off and pick up. And so we're having to have the sheriff monitor that more carefully. And like we reported in the previous meeting, we're encouraging people to park in the parking structure for meters and readers rather than circulating the drive or dwelling on the road. We do have a cell phone line, which is pretty repeat and great. The problem with cell phone lines is people get off the airplane and they say, honey, I'm back. And they drive up, pick up. In the meantime, the bags aren't there yet. You know, so it doesn't always work for people.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Has this also had an effect on the Green Line? The Green Line pulls in to the airport.
The Green Line, okay.
Yeah, Green Line, NCTS bus.
Mm-hmm. Green Line now picks up at the north end of Tickney. Okay.
And that will last, I presume, through the duration of this project, Mr. Chairman?
I think so.
Correct. And then after the project, it will return to very much, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could we have Mr. Bateman send that PowerPoint over to the clerk and have it added to the file here?
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Any other comments? What's the pleasure of the committee? Any? All righty. We are going to community